334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
Jeff Branca from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
Mike, what's your favorite Chappie's Deli sandwich?
Tough to say. The New York pastrami. No, the Buffalo City. No, the club.
Exactly how many sandwiches have you tried, Mike?
All of them. Maybe twice or three times each.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
It's July 28th, the greatest day ever. On the 28th of July, 1978, National Lampoon's Animal House opened in U.S. theaters. This iconic film taught a generation that being fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. But it's a fun way to go through college. Have a great July 28th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced a possible test vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill as soon as this evening. After all sides, the White House, Republicans, and Democrats have apparently reached an agreement. The outcome will set the stage for the next debate over President Biden's much more ambitious $3.5 trillion spending package, which includes child care, tax breaks, and health care. Republicans have vowed to oppose those. Fully vaccinated travelers from the U.S. and much of Europe can't enter England without quarantining. That starts next week. There is one exception, France, which Britain has dubbed a higher risk because of the presence of the beta variant of the coronavirus. Visitors from France will continue to face a quarantine.
Beta.
Stocks ending mixed. The Dow lost 127 points. The Nasdaq gained 102. The S&P off a fraction. This is SRN News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Number three, and I see you up there on the podium. Not even in second place. Well, it seems you got beat. They will not play your national anthem. You brought your country lots of shame. Got a bronze, not a gold, just a bronze.
Well, the real news in the Olympics today, I'm surprised they didn't get a little more plan on it, but it's indicative of how people feel about this Olympiad, because it was launched with nothing but protests from the petulant left-wing athletes that every other country, I don't know of another country where an athlete has disrespected their anthem, flag, or anything else, but not ours. because we have geniuses like Megan Rapinoe. Oh, and by the way, Subway still uses her. Makes me want to puke. I will never walk into Subway again. Forget it. That's just me, but no thanks. Not as long as they're promoting her, America-hating bitch. Pardon me! So what? That's how I feel about it. I'm sick of it. We were talking earlier about this ridiculous... Did you see that Pelosi... Pelosi, and this is the ultimate pot calling the kettle black, called Kevin McCarthy, the alleged leader of the Republican minority leader in the House, called him a moron. Really, Nancy? What are you? Wow. I take it you speak from a standpoint of personal expertise. And I got a quick clip here from Tucker again, who... verbalizes better than I am, probably a little bit more calmly, why one of the reasons we're screwed is we have Republicans that have zero spine.
American citizens should never be forced to take medicine they don't want, period.
Yep.
Government should never require people to submit to any medical procedure, whether that procedure is sterilization or frontal lobotomies or COVID vaccinations.
I'll have one of those.
Most Americans still believe that. That is a foundational belief in this country. Every poll shows it. The majority in both parties believe that. So who is defending the people who believe that? No one on Capitol Hill is defending them. No one in the think tanks in Washington is defending them, even the supposedly libertarian think tanks that believe in freedom. Instead, professional Republicans have decided to ignore this topic entirely. As usual, they have utterly internalized the slurs of their enemies. And so they seem anxious to prove that they're not Neanderthals, or not anything like those morons in rural America who vote for them and send them contributions, make their jobs possible. No, we're totally different. We're enlightened. We believe in science. You see them saying that all over television, reading Pfizer talking points and telling us how great the vaccines are. And that's fine. If you want the vaccine, go ahead and take it. It's entirely up to you. We support that. Most do. But what about the Americans who don't want to take the vaccine? Who is standing up for them? If Republicans can't even do that, if they can't even defend science and fight mandatory injections, then why bother to have a Republican Party? Why not spare the rest of us the indignity, sign off your Twitter account for good, and take a job at Quiznos.
He is so 100% correct. They're worthless. We have no opposition party in Congress that's worth the damn. What was that?
Somebody, I guess, who had the wrong number. You say hello, hello, and nobody says anything back.
Sounds pretty perverted to me. But there you go. I absolutely agree. What happened to my body, my choice? I guess that only works when it comes to abortion. And nobody has the right to know. I mean, the Democrats are totally okay with a teenage girl getting an abortion, but not informing the parents.
Exactly.
What kind of crap is that? Now they want to vaccinate kids. They want kids to wear masks to school. And if we let this happen, man, we deserve whatever we get. The time is coming. There's a reckoning at hand, and rather unexpected. Who thought we'd be going backwards in July? You want to go back to last July when it was as hot as it is now, and you had to make sure you had a mask on wherever you went to walk in? And we did it. Now they want us to go back after we've been vaccinated? This is nuts. This is a political statement that has nothing to do with science. The Cleveland Clinic, which last I checked, has a great reputation as a medical facility and one that does considerable research. If you had COVID-19, you don't even need to be vaccinated, they say. You should just, you know, you've got the antibodies. And considering the number of people that got it, and the number of people, I don't see the need for what's going on. Take a look. I hate to do it. Go to Drudge. Shots mandated for all federal workers. Why can't they take a case to the Supreme Court immediately and get a ruling on this? This strikes me as very unconstitutional. This should be stopped. California considers drastic actions. Yeah, because they worked so well the first time, asshat. Nuisance, why do you think you're being recalled as governor? You did such a brilliant, you masterminded California into a catastrophe. Restaurants, no vax, no service. Wow. St. Louis showdown over bear face. So that's what we've got to look forward to in the rest of the days of the long, hot summer is confrontation as to whether or not you have a mask on. Folks, this is not good. I want to be Mr. Bluebird of optimism. I want to tell you things that I know will please you or make you happy. Unfortunately, here we're stuck with the truth. And the truth is, well, it's becoming unpleasant. FDA issues recall for defective COVID tests. This is another thing that I've seen a thousand times. I still keep an eye on baseball. I really, my heart's not in it, but I still keep an eye on it, almost out of habit. And I can't tell you how many times a player is tested positive for COVID. They put them on the COVID list, test them again immediately, and then they're back because it was a false positive. I would bet there have been millions of those.
Sure.
Across the country over the last year. And they call it the Delta variant of the virus. I'm calling it the election variant of the virus. They want this thing back so they can put their mail-in ballots and all the other shortcuts they used to cheat last year. That's what they want. That's the variant that matters to them.
Access denied.
That's a sound that nobody that has a business wants to hear, because that means somebody else, at least for the moment, owns your business. They have seized it online. If that, first of all, you almost inevitably have to pay to get your business back. And they get away with it. And whether it's on a large scale, like with the pipeline hack, that really, look at the inconvenience and expense that cost almost one-third of the country. Drove up gas prices. Gas stations had no gas. It was, this can happen again. Meat producers impacted. Prices rising. But they can also take a doctor's office, a small business. Brant McDonald uses Alpha One to protect his customers at Invista Advisors. I think that's a profound statement. He believes in them. I believe in them. I met Jimmy Chapman, and Alpha One will come to your business, and they'll do a three-pronged approach to find out where the weaknesses are. They call it a courtesy hack. And tell you, here's where you're vulnerable. And for a small fraction of what you might pay to get your business back from a hacker, Alpha One will protect you with the Guardian Plan. 245-3125 or go to a1ops.com, a1ops.com for Guardian, the Guardian Plan from Alpha One. What is it? Why are people calling and then hanging up? Is this like a telemarketing number today?
I don't know.
Even my phone. I've had three junk phone calls just in the last hour. That may be Jay Quellen. At least we'll know she's there. Let's get some local news at it. 4:14.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities have arrested a man in the ambush killing of a Selma police officer. 18-year-old Javante Stubbs is charged with the shooting of Officer Marquise Moore Tuesday morning at the Selma Square Apartments. Stubbs is being held in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. No word on a motive. Some Alabama school systems have announced they'll require students and teachers to wear face masks indoors following new federal guidelines to curb the spread of COVID-19. The Birmingham, Huntsville, Bessemer, and Opelika school systems have said that masks will be required indoors. School systems across the river region have yet to announce their plans. Auburn University and the University of Alabama both hope that students will get the COVID vaccine, and they're offering incentives to do it. Auburn students can win prizes, including $1,000 scholarships. At the University of Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put in their Bama Cash account as a way to say thanks. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Let me check something here. We may have had a misfire on our traffic update. You there, Skipper? Yes.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, as the afternoon goes on, we're getting a little more busy now. We've got a good bit of congestion on East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up past I-85 to Atlanta Highway. Very busy now outbound on Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard. That traffic headed to 231. We're seeing congestion on 231 to Wetumpka at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights. Slow traffic I-85 northbound between Waugh and Shorter. Road work going on there. The reason, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to pass along. Reinhart Toyota has new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Reinhart Toyota on the East Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm still amazed that 49%, a 49% decline in ratings for NBC with this Olympiad. Anybody that listens to this station and pays attention and has a news IQ that our average listener does would not be surprised to hear that. This is the thing that even a good number of Republicans don't understand about Donald Trump. Is it because he's such a mesmerizing speaker? No. He's casual and formal. He's not out there doing the JFK thing, having those kind of moments. Donald Trump is a phenomenon because he, better than any politician in America, understands the average American. The person who works, the person who has a family and responsibilities, who loves the country, knows it's not perfect, and has been, like in cases like mine and Rosie's, where we've been around a little while, have been trying to improve and watch government do what can be done to make sure that this country is there for everybody. That's why we have the amendment process. But you see, the fundamental transformation that the communist that sat in the White House and the wolf in sheep's clothing for 8 years, Mr. Nunn, accomplished absolutely nothing, but is really doing some damage now under, you know, behind the scenes with Joe, because Joe Biden's not pleased. He is, it's the old ventriloquist and dummy routine at this point. It's a joke. And what are they going to do? What options do we have if Joe is gone? We've gone from cankles to cackles. You don't hear much about her, do you? Kamala, she's kind of behind the scenes because she is an absolute negative for the Democrat Party right now. Just an absolute, complete, and total negative. So, well, just leave Joe in there to, you know, feed him ice cream, give him his tapioca for dinner, and make sure his underwear is clean or changed once a day. It's 419. Tom, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. How you doing today, man?
I don't know. How are you?
Well, I don't know. I had to blow off a little steam. I had to wait on a lady. I was driving my truck trying to get some fuel today. And of course, she pulls in, taking her time, and I look down. The woman's been driving down the interstate with a mask on by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you dumb woman. Greg, I don't know. Are they that stupid? You know,
yeah, I mean, I've seen this. This is nothing new. I mean, even after they relaxed all the mandates and you didn't have to wear a mask, there were still people wearing masks in their cars, in the stores, and that's their choice. If that's how they want to, that's fine.
Do I agree with that.
I think it's dumb? Yes, it looks dumb.
Yeah.
But that's their choice, and that's the way it should be. And if they're going to go back to mandating this crap, we gotta fight back.
Well, I tell you, man, we need some Republicans or somebody out there, Democrats, to stand up for the people. I mean, on both sides.
I want to share some with you. Excuse me one second. I got an email from Mike Lee, who I used to think pretty highly of, and it says, "Hey, fellow American, I want to personally reach out. In just a few days, I have a major July fundraising deadline, and I need your help. Will you pitch in $5 or $10? And Mike, right now, the answer to that question is
no.
I'm not giving you a penny, because where have you been?
Why aren't you out there fighting for all the political prisoners that have been sitting in jail since January 6th? Why aren't you raising hell over something like that? Why aren't you standing up for these people? Don't come to me for money when you can't get off your ass and at least do something as basic as that.
Exactly. And you know, I tell you, he needs to be raising money for folks that would stand up. Of course, he's probably bought into the system or whatever. But the people that's not going to wear the mask like me, that's not going to take the vaccine, which if you took it, that's fine, man. Yeah. I have no problem. My faith don't let me do that, all right? But nobody cares about that. Nobody cares that this virus was 99.96% curable, no problems. You know, all that's been blown out. If you get it, you build an immune system, you know, bring it on.
What the virus was politicized. And they used it to steal an election. And it looks like it works so well that they want to bring it back and steal 2022. Thank you for the call. William B.
Hello, Greg. How you doing, sir? First time caller.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Just want to give you a heads up on my thought. Now, I'm not a perfect creature. I have to profess Christ because I haven't been a perfect creature, so get that out of the way. But if you go back and look at Genesis, God mentioned Satan that he has seed. So I'm just wondering that if you're for homosexuality, an abomination against God, Old Testament, New Testament. If you're for the shedding of innocent blood that for Israelites aborted their children. And then I wonder if you're this country was founded on Christian principles. If you're anti-country, then you may just be Satan's seed. Just a thought. You have a good day.
Okay.
I don't know that it's a matter of being for anything. See, what I learned was forgiveness, not to judge, live and let live, because it's not my job to police anybody else's behavior. That's their business. So I stay out. I'm not even sure what he was asking.
Well, I think he's making a statement that if people believe that way, they're the seed of Satan. I think that's what he was trying to say.
Well, maybe that's what it is, and you're entitled to believe that. I mean, that's really what this country is supposed to be about. I may greatly disagree with you, and I'm not saying I do or don't in this instance because I couldn't understand a lot of what he said. But it is your right to say it because until I'm told otherwise, this is still the United States of America. And that all speech should be free and protected. Okay? It's 4:23. This heat, this is the worst of the year, and it's going to continue into early August based on what Rich was telling us. And here's the thing. If you don't have a working relationship with a heating and air conditioning company and something goes wrong, this is one of the first lessons I learned living in Alabama back in 2005. Our outside unit, I couldn't believe it. It was like 106 in the shade, and our outside unit had a pipe or something that was totally encased in like ice. So I put the hose on it and washed the ice off, and it worked again for a few minutes, but then the ice came back in that heat. A remarkable process. I still don't understand how that happens. But when we did call an AC company a la carte going through the Yellow Pages, we were told 2-3 days we can be out there. That's not what you want to hear when your house is a terrarium. When you have a relationship with a company like Clark's, they're on the way. First of all, they do everything they can to make sure you don't have that happen at your house. They come out and do a tune-up in the spring before the weather gets really hot. And make sure that everything has been looked at so you don't have that. But if it does happen, you call them at 277-2125 and they are on the way. That's what you need. Same thing with plumbing. Remarkable plumbers, the best HVAC people. And by the way, they're looking to add to their HVAC team. So if you have that skill set and you want to work with a great company with a good benefits program, make good money, man, I mean, Clark's, dream come true. I know I'll never be a HVAC guy because I don't have that gift. And that's what it is. It's a gift. I remember they did finally explain why ice could form on a pipe outside when it's 115. I still don't understand it, but I don't need to. I've got Clark's on my team right now. 277-2125 or clarkgovernor.com. Alabama certification number 99004. So, Rich Thomas, how hot will it get?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues, and you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Alabama News Network is taking action against crime. We know it's local concern. That's why Alabama News Network brings you local crime coverage on CBS 8 and ABC 32. We work with Central Alabama Crime Stoppers to catch suspects, and we bring you the latest Montgomery County mugshots so you can see justice in action. Alabama News Network believes an informed community is a safer community. Alabama News Network, taking action against crime on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent. rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Burning up.
Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby. You walk in, and the room gets cheerier. I said cheerier.
And Leon's getting larger.
Wow, I'm having trouble with basic functions.
You look good, though.
Yeah.
Well, half of you. Yeah. The other half flat. No, I'm kidding. You're not having a stroke.
No.
Oh, no.
But if you think we need to get the level out of that little room over there so you can hold up and make sure my eyes are still at the same, feel free to
they
do
are.
That.
You look good, man.
Yeah. You got your Baumhauer's blue shirt on.
Yeah, man. You're ready to go.
Yeah. We're going over to Baumhauer's after the show tonight. We hope you come and join us. Have some great food, some beverage, some camaraderie.
Ooh, the mistress.
As a matter of fact, before I move too far into the future, I want to play that little clip we have of Bob talking about the summer menu at Baumhauer's. You're there, Bob? You ready?
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here, and it's summertime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Come join us and enjoy our all-new summer fun menu featuring fan favorites like our Bam Bam Chicken, Goldfish, Alabama Gulf Buffalo Shrimp, and our all-new Buffalo Style Wing Fingers. All our shrimp dishes feature Alabama Gulf seafood. And don't forget, we're always looking for new legendary people to join our legendary team. Apply online at baumhauers.com/careers. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food.
That's the summertime menu. It is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you planning on getting tonight?
I don't know, and that's the fun part. Could be I might go back to that Victory Burger. That's the double.
Have you tried chicken and waffles?
I'm not a chicken and waffle guy, but I love the Ali Marie chicken.
Yeah.
That's what, buried under cheese and big, long slices of bacon. I love the black and white chicken with the white barbecue sauce and the, the dirty rice and broccoli.
I'm a big fan of the waffles. The waffles are amazing.
It's a shame they don't have tapioca, so Joe Biden could come to Baumhauer's and make comments like this.
Let me close with this. Back in 2009, during the so-called Great Recession, the president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump.
Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was...
Wow.
And by the way, I've been to the shrink's office enough to know, no, that's not a Freudian slip.
Words and stuff.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said, words.
There you go. That's the leader of the free world.
It just blows it off like it's nothing.
That's our thermometer. It is very hot outside. We're supposed to do a traffic update. Can somebody tell me how traffic is?
Bad!
Okay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Than President Trump.
Even God. I know that.
What? I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Yeah, you laugh, I mean? Man, so you don't cry.
It is 4:36. This should be local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities have arrested a man in the ambush killing of a Selma police officer. 18-year-old Javante Stubbs is charged with the shooting of Officer Marquise Moore Tuesday morning at the Selma Square Apartments. Stubbs is being held in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. No word on a motive. Auburn University and the University of Alabama both hope that students will get the COVID vaccine, and they're offering incentives to do it. Auburn students can win prizes, including $1,000 scholarships. At the University of Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put in their Bama Cash account as a way to say thanks. Some Alabama school systems have announced they'll require students and teachers to wear face masks indoors following new federal guidelines to curb the spread of COVID-19. The Birmingham, Huntsville, Bessemer, and Opelika school systems have said that masks will be required indoors. School systems across the river region have yet to announce their plans. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nam 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 n
number 1, 440 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Yeah. James, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. And I just wanted to ask, has anyone heard? I understand that Auburn University is about to start incentivizing COVID vaccination to students with financial. Who is going to pay for this?
Well, taxpayers have been paying for the free shots and everything else. So I would imagine taxpayer money.
Now, from what I understand, Auburn University is supplying upgraded parking and different student perks. Alabama is putting $20 in their student accounts.
Oh, well, I want my $20.
To incentivize.
I'm still learning every day. I should get $20, too. I'm going to thank you for the call. I'm going to have my lawyer, Jacqueline Tomlinson, look into this on my behalf.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
By the way, I just posted that poignant comment from AOC hole that she felt raped by white supremacy on January 6th. She wasn't even in the damn building.
Like, I think that we just use a lot of buzzwords nowadays. It's kind of like people that find Latin terminology on the Google and just kind of say them and they don't know what they mean.
nothing wrong with
Zinga.
That. Hey, man.
But I'm sure you look good today, Greg.
Yeah.
He does.
He does, man.
He's got his Baumhauer's blue shirt on.
He's almost smiling.
I love that Baumhauer's blue shirt.
Yeah.
No burns in it, man. That hole is supposed to be there.
It's a bona fide station shirt, you see.
Hey, man, yeah. It's pro bono.
And you're not allowed to wear one of those. At least that's the de jure here. If, you know, you're not on the air, you cannot wear a News Talk shirt.
You have to be bona fide.
Oh.
De jure. That's,
de jure.
Yeah. Sounds like something you'd have with whipped cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, when I am in Facha Kyrie,
no.
you started it.
Oh, my goodness.
Major Wednesday.
I know. Well, you know, it's Ninja Warrior Day today.
Yeah.
And oh, y'all, yeah. Mama is exhausted. I've been doing vacation Bible school every morning for our church.
Oh, man. I did that last week.
I am exhausted. Like, I don't know how teachers do this. Like, I am doing VBS, then I'm going to the office and working, and then I have the kids. I don't even remember sleeping. Like, I don't even know if I've slept. Everything is a blur.
Did you, you know, your favorite shirtless weatherman is kind of responsible for this
oppressive
heat and humidity. That's one reason why you're wearing out a little faster, I think.
I will never blame him for this weather. This is not Precious Rich Thomas's fault.
Until he puts his shirt back on.
At least for pro tempore, you won't.
Oh, my goodness. This is global warming, right? No, it's Alabama in the summer, y'all. Everybody relax.
Yeah, it
man.
Is.
This is normal.
It's been like this for eternity.
Well, yeah. I want you to know that today at around 11:30, I put on my sauna suit, the silver one, jumped on my bike with a shirt over the sauna part and sweatpants, and I did Mount Seminole in Arrowhead.
I'm really proud of you because I'm outside right now on my patio hiding from my children, and I'm sweating just being out here.
Yeah.
Well, it took me about an hour to wind down, you know, but
I'm proud of you.
Feel pretty good.
Yeah, man, you look good too.
You know, if I was really dieting, I would probably weigh about 80 pounds right now. I would look sick. I would be so thin. People would say, "Oh my God, he's wasting away. He must have some fatal illness."
I'm outside this all day. How do you think I keep this girlish figure?
So
yeah, where are you fishing at? I see these little minnows you're catching. Where are you at?
I've got two ponds at work. They're 20 feet from where I work all day. And I get
that isn't the same fish you're posting every day?
No, man. I catch a new fish every day.
Well, how long does it take to catch a fish?
Well, my first break is 15 minutes. My lunch is 30. And then that second break is 10 minutes.
Is that
where
enough time
you
to catch a
fish? Like, where's this pond at?
It's right off the interstate, man. You see it.
These are not fish you would want to eat.
No, yeah, they are. They're huge and they're beautiful. Oh, not the guard.
And I'm not arguing. It's your sweet juris to do whatever you want to do.
No, I throw him back. I don't have time to do that, man. I'm working. I just like to catch him.
Wait a minute. I hear you mumbling under your breath there.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. This conversation was done ab initio, okay?
Like, oh, I know that.
Come on, back. Yeah, that one.
Hang on.
Void ab initio.
Scrolling, Boyd, scrolling, scrolling.
That was one I learned yesterday.
It was void from the beginning, from the onset.
Oh.
Well, at least we're all in.
Well, it's too late for Hawk indict him.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's Hawk indict him is, I wish it to be unsaid.
Mm. Is that what that is?
How do you invoke that in a court of law? Hawk indict him.
Well, Hawk is a very, like, you know, you got to, like, say it with meaning.
Hawk? Yeah.
Like, pro Hawk vitae. Like, you got to... But I'll be honest with you, like, very rarely, okay, don't judge me, but very rarely do attorneys these days, like, use a lot of Latin terms. I mean, we do, and it's kind of, you know, some of the things are just terminology that we're just accustomed to using.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I will tell you, when I see an attorney put Latin in, like, the heading of a motion or something, I kind of do a little eye roll, and I'm like, oh, God. You know, like, come on. Like, just tell the court what you're asking for, you know? Like, anyways, that's just my little two cents. I feel like, I mean...
It's too bad I didn't know some of this Latin when I was dating. I could have tried it on women.
I'm
sure they would have been super impressed.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would have been... One of your
wouldn't have worked.
No, it would not have gotten you any further than you already got. Like, you have enough charm.
Oh.
You don't need any Latin.
Thank you. I'm going through the stupid news of the day. This story, did you hear the story this morning? It's an ICMYI. That's not Latin. That's a mammogram. Not a mammogram, a anagram.
A sonogram? A mammogram?
No.
An anagram.
No. It's a...
anagram, right?
When with all those letters, words. Yeah.
Letters stand for something.
The letters stand for something.
What's the name of that? This is ridiculous. This is
an anagram?
Yeah, it's an anagram. You're right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When... Okay. ICMYI, that's an anagram.
Do I need to break out the level?
Soon.
This is insane. This is intense. Okay, so you read this thing, not important news.
Well, no, not just different.
Okay. Refocus, people.
This is a story that came from Russia. No collusion involved. About a guy who decided to rob sort of like the love stuff of Moscow, I guess.
They allow those over there?
Apparently they do. And he picked the wrong place to rob because the woman behind the counter reached down and grabbed an automated device about 18 inches in length and beat the snot out of him.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her using her resources.
Use what you got.
Very resourceful.
Here's a story from Florida. This will not surprise you. Not at all. Where did this happen? What city? Doesn't say.
If you tell me what happened, I could probably guess at least the county.
A couple of guys in their 50s got into a fight at an assisted living place.
Hillsborough County.
Really?
I'm just guessing. Go ahead. Well, tell me what it is.
It's supposed to be on Smoking Gun. Now I got to find it. Let's see. Today, hang on, folks, while I scroll down and get this. Criminals. Okay. And anyway, these guys are in their 50s. Where did this happen?
The Villages.
This is lousy reporting. I'm not getting the who, what, where, when, why. I've got the who and what happened, but not the location. This is stupid. Anyway, and he looks a little goofy, doesn't he?
I'm on Midway Manor facility in Clearwater.
Clearwater, okay. Thank you for noticing that.
What county is Clearwater in? It's close to Hillsborough, but I don't think it's Hillsborough County. But
I don't think it is either. Anyway, one guy wanted to watch Monk, and the other guy wanted to watch cartoons. So the guy that wanted to watch Monk clubbed the other guy with his steel cane. So he was arrested. He's the one that's in the mugshot. Charged battery with a deadly weapon over watching Monk or a cartoon.
Wow.
I would like to say how freakishly accurate I am, though, because it's Pinellas County, which is a county below Hillsborough County.
Oh, okay.
Pretty close.
That is shockingly accurate.
Yeah, no, I could kind of do the same thing. Hillsborough sounded right to me.
Right?
And I'm surprised that we have people down there in assisted living facilities who are in their 50s.
Well, because, you know, we have, like, the whole villages.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a 55 and over community. Highest STD rate in the state of Florida, by the way.
You're kidding.
That's not made up. That's real news.
You know why?
All the mold.
And kind of, you want to know why? Because of medicines that were invented that keep men active beyond the age.
Yeah, boy. Ed.
Nah.
That's like a thing.
Yeah, and here's one other one. I didn't get to this one this morning, but this story here. San Francisco, which is finding more ways to self-destruct than any town in the United States, is considering attacks on drivers in the busiest parts of the city's downtown based on the amount of money they earn.
Oh, no.
That's dirty.
That's pretty asinine, because, I mean, you're already, people are already paying taxes on their income. Why are you going to double tax them?
Because of climate change and being in a car in a congested area, they want you to pay an extra $6.50 fee to enter.
What if you're doing it on a rickshaw?
I don't know that that would apply.
Yeah.
But they will not fine anybody making less than $46,000 a year.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
Which is a poverty wage in San Francisco. So that's some of the insanity we've been looking at this afternoon.
I've been making vacation Bible school crafts.
Crafts?
Yeah, ooh.
Crafts. I'm in charge of crafts.
So what kind of crafts are you making?
Spoiler alert, we are making these train windowsill things. Like, what's the thing where it looks like a stained glass?
Yeah.
It has a train in it. Because our theme is a train, Rocky Railway. And it's a week long craft every day.
Rocky Railway?
Yeah. And so it's like everything's a Jesus theme, but like with a railroad.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, there's Rocky. Boom, yeah, what do you think about this?
It's Rocky Railway. Jesus Power pulls us through. About locomotives,
yeah.
Train.
Yeah, Rose had hers BBS.
What was their theme?
I don't know, but she came out with a one of those hats, safari hat looking thing.
Oh,
yeah.
They might have had Roar. We did that 2 years ago. I'm all up in the BBS thing, Greg.
Wow.
It's like my jam.
They never grow old.
Sorry, mister. Did you say you wanted me to start speaking Latin again?
No. Mm-mm. I didn't.
Well, you're always doing something. You're an amazing cookie maker. Well, I stole a few from that from Stephen's party, and I rationed those out over 3 days. I got 3 days out of those.
Really? I don't even get 3 minutes out of them. I, like, shove them in my mouth. I'm obsessed with them. But, yes, I'm proud of you for showing great self-restraint.
3 days for some cookies, man. I felt bad that I didn't get more icy.
Come over. They're still in my freezer.
Really? Ooh.
Come grab about 20 of them. I have a box of them in my freezer.
Ooh, you can always come by here and leave them in the freezer.
I might.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were able to join us a little earlier. We won't have time today to play You Got This, the game that we played yesterday.
Yeah.
But we could do, like, one question, okay?
Okay, okay. Make it an easy one.
All right.
Make it a softball for me.
How much weight is saved when an airline doesn't paint a jumbo jet? How much weight is saved when an airline doesn't paint? So it's basically the aluminum skin underneath.
Huh,
how many
that
pounds?
That is not a softball. I don't know. Can I phone a friend? I'm going to call my cousin. He builds jets for Boeing. He would know.
Wow. He would. Absolutely know. And it makes a big difference. Yesterday, I saw a thing that it costs, I think it was Southwest Airlines, $1.2 million annually in fuel just to cover the weight of laptops that people bring on planes.
Oh, that's nuts, man.
That's the difference that it can make when you have enough people flying and enough laptops in the plane.
Well, I guess maybe that's why they charge the extra for the baggage. It's not because the plane won't fly because of the weight. It's they're penalizing you for the fuel.
Because
I never understood that. Like, why are they charging me more, carry it on or...
You tip the sky cap, they take two or three bags, put it on, and no problema with that.
Right.
So I need to guess on this poundage because we're getting close to the...
Can I get like a B, C, or D? I mean, that's hard.
Just give me a number of pounds. It's...
Okay, can I guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to go like 77.
77 pounds?
Yeah.
All right, that's...
Okay.
That's under.
Under. Okay.
I'm going to go with 430 pounds.
That's a little high.
Mm.
Well, dang.
300 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I was closer than Seth.
Without going all over.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, it's Price is Right.
The Price is Right, man. Hey, man.
Tomorrow when we talk to you, we will play the game, and it's educational, it's fun. It's a good way to wrap up the show, too.
Absolutely. Have a great night, guys.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks.
All righty. We are at 456. Yesterday I went to Jack Ingram online while Terry was here, and we shopped Mercedes-Benz, and tomorrow we're going to shop Porsche because Terry has incredible expertise in those particular models of cars. I know Nissan, and I got to tell you, actually, I purchased my first Nissan at the suggestion of my nuclear physicist sister, who really understands how things work. Who's going to argue with a nuclear physicist? If she says a Nissan Altima is the best sedan for a family, I'm not going to debate that with her. So I eventually did buy a Nissan Altima in the 90s, and I've gone back to the brand over my last two purchases by going to the signature used cars at Jack Ingram and finding certified pre-owns with very low mileage. Both of my Rogues have come with 25,000 miles of warranty coverage plus the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. And when I upgraded from the 2017 to the 2019, my payment went up $8. This is something they do so well at Jack Ingram. Get you out of what you're driving, get you in a more recent model without blowing your payment sky high. Keep in mind that right now you still got, there's a Nissan Altima 2015 for only $15,900. And that car has at least 150,000 carefree miles left on it before it would need any type of major repair. And estimated monthly payment on that, $272 a month. Wow. And it's beautiful. It's new, too, to the inventory at Jack Ingram Nissan. Go to jackingramnissan.com because it's always a good time to love what you drive. Work hard. You should love what you drive. It's 4:58. And apparently we still do not have...
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic.
Well...
Oh, almost...
I don't know what the issue is with this. I'm going to have to check it out. Let's text him and let him know there's no music underneath. And then if we can fix that, we can bring traffic back after SRN News, which is about 2 minutes away.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases.